We are going to show you a video. You may have seen this video before. If you have, just stay very silent to not ruin it for other people. But we're going to watch the video. You need to concentrate very, very carefully. The instructions will come up from the start, and you need to read the instructions, hear it, and do what they say. Here we go.
Count how many times the players wearing white pass the basketball.
Count the players wearing white. Players wearing white. Okay. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 13. 14.
How many passes did you count?
How many did you count?
The correct answer.
Did you count the passes? Did you?
But did you see the gorilla?
Did you see the gorilla? Who saw the gorilla? Put your hand up. Who didn't see the gorilla? Oh, quite a few of you didn't see the gorilla. Should we watch it again? Hold on.
I'm not surprised.
Count how many times the players wearing white pass the basketball.
And in he comes now.
He's
showing off and everything.
So there you go. That was just something that made us smile, and it ties in with our theme of today. We're talking about getting distracted. Modern life, we are constantly distracted with busyness and the stuff that we have to do. And As a church community, we are coming into a season of Lent. And in Lent, this is our time to try and stop being so distracted, to try and focus a little bit more on Jesus. And a lot of you here, I'm suspecting, might have given something up for Lent. It's traditional for people to say, oh yeah, I'm not going to have chocolate, or I'm not going to have coffee. Has anyone here given up something for Lent down here? Anyone, have you given up coffee? You've given up what? TV? Wow. Give yourself a pat on the back. That's 4 days without TV. How's it going? It's good. Excellent. Excellent. Yes, so you might have given something up for Lent, and that's because you're trying to do less. But sometimes it might be that you're trying to do more. And that's going to be the focus of our next section.
Indeed. But before we do that, we're going to have our Bible reading. If you've got your Bibles, you'll find it in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. Be warned, I might be going off script. So if you don't read that particular passage in the way that I read it, then don't be worried. I might have made a few tweaks. Okay, cool. So once upon a time, a long time ago, in about 2,000 years ago, there was this bloke and his name was Jesus. He's kind of famous. Have you heard of him? Okay, good. Jesus was walking around, and he was an amazing teacher. And he would go around the place, and he would tell people amazing stories. And it would get people to change their lives, and he would do miracles, and it was amazing. And he was kind of a celebrity, and people loved him. And then one day, he said to two sisters, Mary and Martha, he said, I'm going to come round to your house, if that's all right, and I'm going to do some teaching at your house. And Mary and Martha were so excited. Like, the biggest celebrity of their day was coming round to their house. Like, that is so cool. That's like, I have no relevant celebrities in my head right now. But that's like, Beyoncé's not even famous. Well, she is famous. But, like, Beyoncé, who's famous? Who do you guys like? Any celebrities? Yeah. The Queen! Yes, that's exactly what it's like. It's like the Queen coming around to your house. The Queen came round, and it was very exciting. And Jesus arrived with this huge crowd, and he arrived and Martha screamed. She was like, he's early. I haven't got the house ready. He's early. He's early. He's here. He's here already. What do I do? And she was rushing around and rushing around. Jesus sits down on the sofa and he starts teaching. And Mary sits by Jesus and she's listening to Jesus' stories. But Martha is immediately running in and tidying up the mess. She spots the dirty mugs that have been sat on the counter. She goes and she quickly rustles them up and puts them in the dishwasher. Then she notices the magazines that have been left out. She folds them up, put them away. Then she notices the dirty laundry on the floor. And she screams, puts it in the wash really quickly. And then Jesus begins teaching the people and he starts telling them stories. And he's getting into the real crux of the story, and it's going so well, and people are really interested in hearing what he has to say. And then Martha bursts in and goes, Jesus, do you want a cup of tea? Sorry, I didn't offer you a tea. That's really rude of me. Do you want a cup of tea? And Jesus is like, yeah, I'd love one. Thank you. That would be great. Thank you. And then carries on teaching. And Martha rushes back to the kitchen. She's making a cup of tea. Where's the tea bags? Who put the tea bags last? Where have they gone? Does he want decaf? I don't know. Does he take sugar? Does Jesus take sugar in his tea? Probably not. But she rushes around. She makes a cup of tea. She gives it to Jesus. He says, thank you. And he takes a sip. He goes to put it down. And then she slides a coaster underneath it because she doesn't want it to be too messy. She doesn't want that ring on the coffee table. And then Jesus continues to teach. And then in comes Martha with a Hoover because she's so worried that the floor is a mess. And she's just like, Jesus, just lift up your feet whilst I just hoover underneath you. She was exhausted. She was absolutely exhausted. She was so tired. She'd been cleaning the house. She'd been getting everything ready. She was exhausted, but she was more than exhausted. She was utterly frustrated as well. She was so annoyed because while she had been cleaning the entire house, her sister, Mary, had just been lounging, sitting back, relaxing, listening to Jesus. And so Martha comes in and she goes, Jesus, sorry to interrupt you again, but don't know if you noticed, I've been tidying the whole house whilst you've been here because it was a bit of a mess. And my sister hasn't been doing anything. She's just been sat there doing nothing. Can you tell her off, please, and tell her that she should have been helping me? And Jesus says, Martha, like, you have been so focused on your worries. You have been so focused on the stress of life that you've completely missed the point. I came to your house to spend time with you. I wanted to see you. I wanted to speak to you. I wanted to have conversations with you. I wanted to show you how much I love you by coming around to your house. And all you've done is rush around and do a million things and not spend any time with me.
Okay, so again, we've got that the theme of distraction. And we've got the theme of possibly doing too much. And also the idea of doing less, which brings us neatly into our game. Hopefully, as you came in, you were handed a card, and on that card, it should say more or less. If you didn't get a card as you came in, we have lots and lots of spares. So, have you got? You also need a pen. So. You've got a few there. There you go. Hand those out. That's it. Did anyone else in the congregation need more of these? Here we go. That's it. That's it. All you need is a card. We're going to do a little game. Some.
Okay, yeah, we're going to play a game now. We fought long and hard as to what to call this game. I really hope you appreciate this. I find it funny. It's borderline. Let's play The Christ is Right.
Yes.
Okay, the game is very, very simple. We are going to show you a category, an activity. All you have to do is hold your card up, whether you think you should do more of it or less of it to get closer to Jesus? So if you did more of it, would it make you closer to Jesus? Would it get to you, help him understand him better? Or would it make you do less? That is the game. I'm going to hand over the control to my co-host.
Which one?
And I will come round and I want to hear.
Arrow?
Bottom arrow. And I want to hear your ideas.
Okay.
So our first activity is.
Oh,
if you press it.
Oh, sorry, it's me. Sorry.
Listening to music. Should you do more or less of listening to music?
And would it bring you closer to Jesus? Would more music or less music?
Okay, I'm coming around. Coming to see.
I don't know.
We've got different ideas over here. Oh, no, we've got more. Mm. Ben, why?
More worship music.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, well, that's useful. Well, why is listening to more music going to help you get closer to Jesus?
Listen to more Christian music.
Yeah, so you could listen to more worship music.
Okay, we have more worship music back there would bring you closer.
Music. Maybe less Lady Gaga, more worship.
Yeah, less Gaga. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. There seems to be a consensus of more music, actually.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Fantastic. So the next one? Netflix or TV. As in, yes, it's exciting, but is it going to bring you closer to Jesus? Would more Netflix bring you closer to Jesus or less bring you closer to Jesus?
Which one?
We're not asking if you like it.
Okay, Hannah Wave. We've got someone on the verge of between.
Less. I think so. More.
Why do we think more?
Well, it depends what it is.
Okay, so we've got it. It depends. It depends what it is.
Yes.
Depends what you're watching.
Yep.
If you're watching Songs of Praise, that probably might help.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on TV. I don't know. That would be great, wouldn't it? The whole back catalogue of Songs of Praise on Netflix, so you could binge watch Songs of Praise. I would love that. Who's got a less? Less. Why would less help you? You don't know. Has anyone got a less that would like to give an answer of why less? Charlie?
Less because some of it's not good for your brain.
Oh, so of it's not good for your brain. So sometimes what we watch isn't very useful. It can fill our heads with stuff that isn't very productive. Or
it's distracting.
Nightmares sometimes as well. Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. Moving on. Tidying. This is a controversial one. In the context of bringing you closer to Jesus.
More or less.
Not just doing it less for the sake of it.
Okay. We've got two differing opinions at the back here.
Okay, Charles, you got some answers?
Rachel, you've put less.
Because God, Jesus doesn't care how messy your house is.
Okay, interesting theological answer there. Jesus doesn't care how messy your house is, so therefore less. You shouldn't worry about how messy your house is. Jesus loves you no matter how messy your house is.
That's right.
Has anyone got more?
Is there more? Anyone want to do more tidying? There's some down here.
More? I can't see any more here.
More?
I suppose the opposite argument.
But do you think Jesus would like it if you did more tidying?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. The dinosaur.
I suppose the opposite argument for that is: can you concentrate in a messy room? Can you find your Bible in your room? Perhaps you need to tidy your room to find your Bible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, Jesus would like a tidy room.
I think so.
YouTube.
Okay, YouTube. What are we looking at?
More or less YouTube to bring you closer to Jesus.
Seems very less. That was very... Make there's sense. Some really strong opinions Me? Here with less.
What would you watch?
Quite a lot of lesses and mores. There are some mores, though.
To get you closer to Jesus.
There are some mores. Okay, I want to hear from the mores.
Have to get you closer to Jesus.
This is interesting. Jack, why do you think more YouTube would be useful?
Because
less.
It's fun.
Yeah. Because it's fun? I'm not sure that's the most convincing argument I've ever heard. I suppose, again, it comes back to what you're watching on YouTube. You could be watching a nice sermon. I don't know. A podcast on Jesus or something.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay, moving on. Ooh. Going to church. Bring you closer to Jesus. More church or less church? There is a correct answer to this one. More, yes.
We have got some lesses, which is slightly worrying. Toby, why more?
Because it helps you to learn about God.
So it's a place to come to learn a little bit more about God, be a bit more supported about
absolutely.
Your faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I'm just going to rattle through. Reading. Right, to bring you closer to Jesus. Reading less. It can be a distraction.
What could you read? What could you read?
Yeah?
Yeah, again, it comes back to what you're reading. If you're reading more of the Bible or more Christian books, then you're going to be
more reading. I can sense of more.
Of other stuff. Yeah.
And this is the final one.
I don't know.
Oh. Working. More or less? More work? More work getting you closer to Jesus? You're trying to get close to Jesus? Do you need to work harder? Hard workers.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
Cool. Okay. Wonderful. Well, there's a few ideas there for you. To think about. On the back of your piece of paper, you'll see that there's something for you to fill in. So there's this question basically is, what could you do more of or less of this Lent to get closer to Jesus? Sometimes we often think that we have to give something up, but actually sometimes we need to take up something in order to get us closer to Jesus instead. So it's not necessarily just giving up something, it's about taking up something else so that we can get closer to Jesus. So just have a think. We're just going to spend some quiet time now just filling out those things for you together. There'll
Guys,
be some nice music playing underneath.
Some pens.
as we fill this
Got
out
pens.
Together.
So fill it out.
What I'm doing, Colin, is watching more television and eating more McDonald's.
Is that going to get you closer to Jesus? So the question is, what could you do more of and less of to get closer to Jesus in the next... You've got 46 days. What could you do? Yep, I've got... Someone just take...
Thank you.
Okay. You, please take these home with you. Please take these home with you. Stick them up on the fridge so that you can remind yourself of what you've promised. We've had some really good ones here. Be more kind. Be less grumpy. I like that one. I think that's a good one to hold into in COVID and Lent. So put these up in your fridge. Look at them over Lent. Remind yourself of these things.